Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. or Sunday school at 10:45. Our worship service begins, and then Sunday evening at 5 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can also be seen on the local cable channel 97 on the second and fourth Thursday night at 8 p.m. Our services are also found live on YouTube. Our church is located 1 mile off the Mountain View Road in Tryon. We're just an old-fashioned Bible-believing church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.
I know you're going through the fire. It's getting hard to stand the heat. But even harder is the wondering, is God's hand still on me? It's lonely in the flames when you're counting the days of pain, but the potter. Treasure it can take. How many times around the wheel till there's submission to His will? He's playing a beautiful design, but it will take some fire. I've just come through that fire, not too very long ago, and looking back I can see why, and that my God was in control. But on the hottest days I'd cry, oh Lord, isn't it about time? But the potter knows the clay, how much pressure it can take, how many times around the wheel till there's submission to His will. He's planned a beautiful day. Fire and time, it's gonna be okay, 'cause the potter knows the clay. He's planned a beautiful design, but it will take some fire and time. It's gonna be
amen. What a beautiful day the Lord's give this morning, and I trust you're getting ready to go to the house of the Lord this morning. What a blessed day that it is that we have to go and present our bodies a living sacrifice and to offer the first fruits of our heart this morning. To start the week off on the right foot, I tell you, this world's in a bad way, getting wickeder every day, and I sure am glad I can look up and know that my redemption is drawing nigh this morning. But until then, I will just keep pressing on, keep putting one foot in front of the other, and keep telling others about the love of Christ. Remember Brother Cecil Paris this morning in your prayers. Also, remember Bella Paris. Pray for Miss Edna Owens this morning. Also, Glenda Henderson, Maxine Jones this morning. And also remember Dottie Forsythe this morning in your prayers. God certainly knows all of their needs this morning. We certainly want to remember Harold and Helen Odom this morning, Bob and Linda Schaefer, Miss Zula Ellis, also Miss Bessie Hawkins this morning in prayer. Also, Robert Dugan Brown, appreciate him listening in this morning. And I'd like to send the broadcast out this morning to Larry and Donna Tankersley. Appreciate them listening in this morning. I hope this song be a blessing to you this morning.
Have you prayed for a loved one struggling hard with pain? You ask the Lord for healing. Healing never came, but in spite of all your efforts, the good Lord called them home. It's hard to let go when you're trying to hold on. Now you're down in the valley, looking up to the sky. You pray, Lord, you know what's best. I don't understand why. If you could hear your loved one speaking now to you, they'd say you wouldn't be grieving if you only knew.
If you only knew, I'm just going home. Your prayers have been answered. My sickness is gone. Things look much better from heaven's view. If you only knew,
to be absent from the body is present with the Lord. I'm in the arms of Jesus. I'm not suffering anymore. Hand in hand we'll stroll together down heaven's avenue. We're having a big celebration. If you only knew,
if you only knew, I'm just going home. Your prayers have been answered. My sickness is gone. We're having a time. If you only knew,
if you only knew,
I'm just going home. Your prayers have been answered. My sickness is gone. We're having a time, if you only knew.
First Thessalonians chapter 4 this morning, verse 13, Paul said, I'll not have you be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain of the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For if we, the Lord himself, shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet them in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Our Heavenly Father, now, God, as we come before you this morning, how we thank you, God, for such a day that you've given, God, your blessings upon our life. And, Father, I thank you for the reading of your word this morning, God, and for the blessing this morning, God, of your Holy Spirit, Father. And I do pray this morning, God, that you reach out, touch some heart this morning, God, that you'd comfort some life this morning, God. Let them lean upon you, draw strength from you, God. And I pray this morning, wherever your people are gathered together, you'd be in the midst this morning, God, that you'd certainly save to the uttermost this morning, God, those that call upon you. And how, Lord, you restore those, God, that have fallen by the wayside this morning, God, and those that are fighting battles, Lord, those that are struggling right now, God, those that are wrestling, how, Lord, the powers that be, I pray you'd strengthen them, God, undergird them with power this morning, God. And I pray you'd anoint your men, God, as they stand this morning, God, boldly proclaiming the truths of thy word this morning, God. Open ears and hearts, that your word may find lodging place this morning, God. May it change the course of someone's life this morning, God. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings upon us. God of heaven, thank you for the supply and the needs. And our Lord, of all the blessings and benefits we've enjoyed at your hand, the goodness, God, you have bestowed upon us this past week. And Lord, I pray this morning as we gather in your house, that you'd be in the midst, that your name be uplifted, exalted, and may you draw all men unto yourself this morning. And for all of this, we'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen this morning and amen. The Bible said again in verse number 14 this morning, if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. I want to preach on that thought this morning concerning them which sleep in Jesus. Them which sleep in Jesus. What does that phrase mean, to sleep in Jesus? Well, to the world and to the unbelievers, it means to be dead. Dear friend, but to you and I this morning who know better, I thank God it means to be very much alive. Genesis chapter 2 verse 7, the Bible said that God breathed into man and he became a living soul, never to cease to exist. Dear friend, either eternal life or eternal death. Dear friend, but either way, man, dear friend, lives forever. Dear friend, I realize we get fixated on the temporal. We look at death as being the body. Dear friend, we look at it as being here in the natural world. And I realize the Bible said in Job 18:14 that death is still the king of terrors. 1 Corinthians 15:56, it still has a sting. Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 8, I said no man has power in the day of death. Dear friend, it is still that which looms and reigns in our land. Dear friend, but I want to talk this morning about the other side, just beyond the veil. Dear friend, through the shadows. Dear friend, this morning, what lies beyond this world? Dear friend, and what does it mean this morning to sleep in Jesus? I don't want to get bogged down in the here and now. I realize the Bible said that death in Hebrews 9:27 is appointed unto all men. Romans 6:23, the Bible said the wages of sin is death. Dear friend, that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Dear friend, the Bible said that death is but a step behind me, and my life is but a vapor that's here for a little while and then vanishes away. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse number 5, the living know that they're going to die. Dear friend, but I also don't want to get too far ahead of myself either. Dear friend, our loved ones that have died in the Lord, dear friend, they are not yet in that celestial city. They are not walking on streets of gold. Dear friend, I don't care what the songs say. Dear friend, this morning, I do not believe that one child of God, one saint, dear friend, has entered into that city that John saw in Revelation 21. Until we all get there, thank God. Dear friend, we'll go in at the same time. Dear friend, we know in Luke 16, the
Bible said the rich man died, was buried, and in hell lifted up his eyes. We know where those are who die without Christ. The Bible said hell's enlarged herself and moving to meet thee at thy coming. Dear friend, the Bible said fear him, dear friend, that's able to destroy the body and soul in hell. Amen. Whosoever's not found written in the book of life, cast in the lake of fire. Dear friend, the way is broad. Dear friend, this morning the gate is wide, and many are going to destruction. Dear friend, Revelation 6:8. Dear friend, the rider on the pale horse was death, and hell followed him. Amen. Dear friend, but if those who sleep in Jesus are no longer with us, and they're not in the New Jerusalem, then where are they? Dear friend, they sleep in Jesus. Amen. Dear friend, the Bible said in verse number 13, dear friend, we find some facts. Dear friend, Paul said, I'd not have you be ignorant. I'm glad we've got some insight in the Word of God. Dear friend, we know this morning they're not in the casket. We know they're not in the grave. We know they're not in the cemetery. Dear friend, this morning, so where are they? Dear friend, and I'll tell you something else, brother. You better leave the witches and the Ouija boards and the familiar spirits and those that are talking to those on the other side. You better stay away from that crowd. Amen. Dear friend, that's of the devil. Dear friend, this morning, but we know, Paul said, we don't have to sorrow. They're all right. Dear friend, we can shout through our tears. We can have joy in our sorrow. Even though letting go of someone we love is the hardest thing we'll ever do in the walks of this life. Verse 18 said, well, there's some comfort that we can have through these words. What a blessing to know what's on the other side this morning. Amen. Verse 14 talks about faith. Dear friend, it hinges on that little word if. If we believe this morning, dear friend, how in the world can the Lord bring those that sleep in Jesus with Him if they're not already with Him? Amen. Jesus said, Father, when He was hanging on the cross, into thy hands I commend my spirit. Stephen said when he was dying, Lord, receive my spirit. Paul said, I'm caught between a strait between two, having a desire to depart and be with the Lord, which is far better. Amen. Dear friend, by faith I know where those are who sleep in Jesus. Dear friend, and then there's the finale. In verse 15 and 16, Paul said that we which are alive when the rapture takes place and the trumpet sounds are not going to beat them or precede them or prevent them, but they're going to rise up first. God is going to redeem this old body. Thank God He's already redeemed my soul. Dear friend, but one day He's going to quicken my mortal body. 1 Corinthians 15, dear friend, this corruptible must put on incorruption. This mortal must put on immortality. Amen. Dear friend, when he said this corrupted, he's talking about those that are dead. He's talking about the bodies in the graveyard. Dear friend, are going to put on incorruption. And when he says this mortal, dear friend, he's talking about those that are alive when the rapture takes place, are going to put on immortality. Dear friend, either way, we're going to be caught up in a moment of a twinkling of an eye. Woo! Hallelujah. Dear friend, to see the Lord in the air. Dear friend, but what about those that sleep in Jesus? Let me give you four things this morning. Dear friend, concerning our loved ones. Dear friend, those that have died in Christ. Dear friend, those that put their faith and trust. Those that were born again. Dear friend, this morning I want you to know, dear friend, about those that sleep in Jesus this morning. I want you to know, first of all, their release. Amen. Dear friend, when they left this world. Dear friend, this morning, Psalm 116, verse 15, God said, precious in the sight is the death of His saints. Revelation 14, verse 13, blessed are they that die in the Lord. Amen. Death for a child of God is not dark. Dear friend, because Proverbs 4:18 says, the path of the just grows brighter and brighter into perfect day. death for a child of God is not lonely. Psalm 23, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. Amen. Luke 16, the Bible said, old Lazarus died and was carried by the angels into paradise. Amen. Hebrews 13, 5, Jesus said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Dear friend, this morning, it's not fearful. And 1 John 4:18 talks about dying grace. He said, perfect love cast out all fear. Amen. And Paul said, thank God this morning in Philippians 1:21, for me to live is Christ, but for me to die is gain. It's much better. Thank God this morning. Dear friend, when they left this world, there's a winner in Christ. Dear friend, I wonder what they begin to see. Dear friend, I've stood by the bedside of many that's passed away. Dear friend, this morning, and I wonder just what they begin to see. Amen. Even though their eyes may be dim here, their eyes may be closed here, though their bodies may be unconscious here. Dear friend, Stephen said, I looked. Dear friend, I seen the heavens open and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Amen. 2 Corinthians, Paul said, dear friend, this morning I got caught up in the third heaven. Amen. Dear friend, I believe they begin to see things that make them want to let go of this world. Thank God. And embrace what lies ahead. I wonder what they hear. Amen. Dear friend, when death is in the room, dear friend, when death is looming over that body, dear friend, they may begin to hear the voice of that shepherd. Amen. Jesus said, they have my sheep know my voice. And he said, a stranger they'll not follow. Dear friend, they may be hearing loved ones. Dear friend, this morning, not those standing around the bedside saying, stay with us and hang on. But they may start hearing some voices on the other side saying, let go and come on. They may be hearing music from another world. I know sometimes that those on their deathbed, we say, well, they must be talking out of their head. They're calling out people's names that's been dead for years. Dear friend, but I'll tell you, it may be the fact that God is beginning to lift up that veil and give them a glimpse of what's waiting. Dear friend, this morning, I wonder what they feel. Dear friend, when grace begins to flow over you, how the warmth of heaven's light begins to shine. Dear friend, well, how does it feel to be healed? Dear friend, to get off your sick bed? How does it feel for a man to be in prison, to walk out a free man? Dear friend, dear friend, that loved one surrounded by the perfect peace and joy. Dear friend, I'll tell you, dear friend, just go to sleep here and wake up over yonder. Just exhale here and inhale over yonder. What a joy this morning. I know we see death, dear friend, down here as the final battle, the struggle, the pain, the sorrow. Dear friend, but I'll tell you, God said, when I look down and see one of my children coming home, it's a time for celebration. What a joy, what a blessing to know about those that sleep in Jesus. I not only think about their release, but what about their residence? Dear friend, where are they going to? Paul said, 2 Corinthians 5:8, be absent from this body. It's to be present with the Lord instantaneously. Dear friend, I believe this morning, dear friend, before the dear friend, the undertakers come to get you, stretch you out, embalm you, thank God this morning you'll be in paradise with the Lord. Luke 23:43, Jesus said, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. John 11:25, Jesus said, he that believeth in me, though he was dead, yet shall he live. Amen. Dear friend, not in the grave, not in stasis, not a spirit floating through the cosmos. I'm not going to be somewhere haunting a house. I'm not coming back reincarnated as a cat or a dog. Thank God I'll be in the presence of a holy and sovereign God this morning. Dear friend, I think about their abode. Dear friend, I don't know exactly where it's going to be or what it'll be like. Dear friend, but Revelation 6:9, John said, I saw those, dear friend, under the altar. The Bible said it's going to be a paradise. Paul said it's in the third heaven. Amen. Dear friend, what about their body? Dear friend, 2 Corinthians 5:1 said, we know if this body And this earthly tabernacle be dissolved. We have another home in the heavens, not made with hands. And though it may not be the glorified body, our dear friend, we'll not get that until He appears. And we'll be like Him. Our dear friend, they will be in a body. 1 Corinthians 13:12 said we'll be known even as we're known. I don't believe there'll be a stranger in heaven. Amen. But what about the reality? They're in a land far than day, far, far away from this so troublesome world, and no longer be touched with evil. And if, and I believe their conscience, amen. Elijah and Moses appeared with Jesus on Mount Transfiguration. John 8:56, Jesus said, Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it, amen. If Abraham was dead and in the ground, he couldn't have seen the day the Lord came, amen. And if, and this morning, the rich man was concerned about his brothers. I dear friend, back at his father's house. Don't tell me those in hell are conscience, and those that sleep in Jesus are not, because they are. Amen. I believe they're comforted. I dear friend, that's what he said in Luke 16, that Lazarus was comforted. Revelation 14:13 said they rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. Hebrews 4:9. I said there, therefore remaineth a rest for the people of God. I believe they're celebrating. Luke 15:7-10 said there's joy in the presence of the angels. In the presence of the angels. Dear friend, and I believe Hebrews 12:1 says they're cheering us on. Being compassed by so great a cloud of witnesses. I believe they're still saying keep fighting. I believe they're still saying keep preaching. And keep plowing this morning. I believe they're encouraging us on this morning. I think about the reunion. Dear friend, this morning. Thank God the Bible said in verse 17. I will be together. Amen. I'm glad there is coming a reunion day. I thank God this morning. Dear friend, you can either, dear friend, leave this world and be with your loved ones, dear friend, through death, or be called out in the rapture. Either way, what a day that'll be. What a glad reunion day. I thank God there's coming a day when all of God's people, them that sleep in Jesus, and we which are alive remain, shall be together.